people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here. Our regular guest isn't showing up. We have no means of reaching him, so it's going to be open lines, and appreciate if you give us a call. Our telephone number here, if you'd like to call in, would be 1-877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. But I was just going to go over then something that Michael Snyder had set out. He has fascinating articles. You can get them at Alex Jones' website or from Mark Snyder's website. And this one's entitled 33 Shocking Facts, which show how badly the economy has tanked since President Obama became president. Now, again, I have to understand that what Obama picked up was what George Bush had left over. And when George Bush came in, following Bill Clinton, we had almost a balanced budget. And George Bush, first of all, cut taxes, and then he went into a massive spending program, so that during the 8 years he was in office, he increased the national debt almost $5 trillion. Then, of course, of Obama, not to be outdone, in 4 years, he increased the national debt about $6 trillion. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, that these people know what they're doing, and they're destroying the infrastructure of this society. And if you destroy the infrastructure of this society, why, of course, it'll be replaced by a new one. And that, of course, I believe, is what the trilateralists want, is this one-world government, a one-world financial system, and certainly the destruction of Christianity. Well, let's go into some of the background of what's going on, but please, if you have something you'd like to talk about, would much rather talk to you than read from somebody's report, because, of course, that's what talk radio is all about. And our number is 877-254-7524, and we'd love to hear from you. But basically, we were going into the background of the fact that when Barack Obama entered the White House, 60.6% of working-age Americans had a job. Today, only 58.7% of working-age Americans have jobs. So the number of jobs has dramatically decreased since Obama came in. Now, since Obama has been president, 7 out of every 8 jobs that have been created in the United States have been part-time jobs. The number of full-time workers in the United States is nearly 6 million, and that's below the old record of 2007. But we have so many people who want a job here and can't get one. The other thing is we have so many people who simply gone on Social Security disability. It's gone from about 4 million up to almost 10 million. These are people who could work, but they go on Social Security disability because they can't find a job. And then so many Americans have simply given up looking for work, almost certainly according to John Williams, why almost 22% of the American working force is either unemployed, underemployed, which means they have part-time jobs and can't get a full-time job, or they certainly have simply given up looking for work. Now, it's hard to believe, but an astounding 53% of all American workers now make less than $30,000 a year. Let me repeat that. It's hard to believe, but an astounding 53% of all American workers now make less than $30,000 a year. Now, of course, if you had a husband and wife both working, you'd have $60,000. But many times only one of them can find a job, or And basically, of course, this is going to get far worse. 40% of all the workers in the United States actually make less than what a full-time minimum wage worker made back in 1968. And I would simply point out that many people working full-time make less than they'd get if they went on disability or they went on suddenly welfare. And that's why more and more people are going on to welfare today, because they'll make more money there than if they work a full-time job with minimum wage. When the Obama era began, the average duration of unemployment in this country was 19.8 weeks. Today, it is 36.6 weeks. That's almost 3 years. During the first 4 years of the Obama administration, the number of Americans not in the labor force soared by an astonishing 8,332,000 people. That far exceeds any previous four-year total. In other words, basically, the economy is doing terrible under Obama. And the reason it's doing terrible under Obama is because, really, it's not Obama's fault. This is going on all over the world. But the people who really run things, you must understand, is the banking system. And certainly, what's happening is the banks are not lending out money. Why aren't the banks lending out money? Well, I believe that we are working on a timetable, and this is when we're going to have a great recession. Furthermore, the major corporations are not investing. They're sitting on a lot of money, but they're not investing it to expand their production, supposedly because they're not sure those products are going to sell. But when you really understand there's a small clique that runs the world, and they have an agenda, and they're working on the time schedule, and this seems to be the time for the next great financial crisis, it all begins to make sense. And you say, well, how can you say a small group runs the world? And it's really very, very simple. The Trilateral Commission has never had more than 87 members of the North American chapter, and yet you'll find the people who lead our major banks and corporations are members. And that certainly is between 1977 and the year 2009, every President of the United States and or Vice President of the United States came from the membership of this little group, which only has 87 members, and that includes some Canadians and Mexicans. Furthermore, certainly six of the eight presidents of the World Bank came from this little organization. Certainly eight of the 10 U.S. World Trade Representatives, seven of the 12 Secretaries of State, and nine of the 12 Certainly, of Secretaries of Defense during that period, 1977 to the year 2009, came from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission, and John Kerry, the current Secretary of State, came from the membership roles. He's not a member now, because when you go to take a government job, you give up membership, but he was a member of the Trilateral Commission. These are the people who rule the world, who control the banking, control the corporations. And the banks aren't lending money, and their corporations are not investing, though many of them have massive cash hoards, because there's a timetable, and they're following that timetable. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's open lines this morning. Give us a call. 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. I'd love to talk to you this morning.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Walker Manufacturing Company reminds drivers school is almost in season again. Remember, children are not always mindful of traffic hazards. It is up to you, the driver, to watch out for children, especially when entering school zones and playground areas. Always watch for the crossing guard's instructions. That's Walker Manufacturing Company at 5925th East Harmony in Fort Collins. In the business world, there are certain companies that stand out and attain a position of leadership and trust, whose community expertise and years of servicing the community has given them their fine reputation. Call 970-221-5614. That's 970-221-5614.
Well, Dr. Stan, our open lines this morning because our regularly scheduled guest didn't show up, and we do have a caller. But if you'd like to call in for open lines, it's 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524, and we'd love to hear from you. And who do we have as a guest this morning? Who's calling in?
Yeah, hi, Dr. Stan. My name's Aaron. I live here in northern Colorado. I've been awake to the elite's agenda since 2004, and I have to say it's just amazing how much you can learn when you put your mind to it. You know, 2-3 hours a day of studying and the right sources, and make sure you don't fall down the disinformation path, which naturally happens. But I just wanted to discuss for the listeners out there how far you can get when you put your mind to it when it comes to understanding this. But on the flip side of that, how painful it is to understand what they're doing to people.
Well, what are they doing to people, and what is their timetable?
Well, I mean, simply just aspartame alone. The other day on the Alex Jones Show, I heard Dr. Blaylock talk about aspartame, and it's just painful to watch people drink something that turns into formaldehyde when it heats up to body temperature, and how many people have diabetes from it, and how they think it makes them skinnier or thinner, but it just exacerbates all of their health problems, and that's just one of the many things in the flu shots, the chemtrails, the fluoride in the water, which isn't even the fluoride that's good for your teeth. It's the hydrofluorosilic acid. A great movie on that is called The Great Culling.
You're absolutely right. Basically, they are systematically poisoning the American people because there are too many people, and they want to limit the population. And so many of these products, whether it be aspartame or fluoride or the others, actually limit fertility. And we see the fertility rate dropping, so that basically in the white population in America today, why only one, they reproduce at the rate of 1.67 children per family, and it takes 2.1 children per family to reproduce the population. So basically, the white population of America is being systematically prevented from reproducing by the things that they're producing, whether it be the aspartame or the GMO foods or the bisphenol, which is in all of our plastics, or certainly the other fluoride, the water, specifically the hydrofluorosilicic acid, which is in 90% of the water. And basically, it increases the level of lead in the and dramatically in the black population, and of course it lowers their intelligence. As a result of that, they're poisoning the black, and nobody will speak out on this. Go right ahead.
Yeah, and more people are speaking out, and that's always the illusion of the enemy, as they say, you know, well, if this was going on, people would speak out. Well, people speak out all the time. I mean, Stacey Lynn here, which you've had on your show, which I actually found out about through your show, you know, I've met with her here in town, and she is just an amazing, amazing woman. But the retaliation that happens to brave people, you know, tends to make people cower. But people have to understand that, you know, what is being a Christian? You know, what is being Christ-like? Well, Christ was willing to stand up to the most wicked military empire at any cost to himself. So we've got the preachers on the FEMA payroll that are just ducking their heads and spying on the rest of us. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Well, basically, I think what you're saying is absolutely true. the information is there for anybody to get it. In fact, if you'd like a summary of what this is all about, I think my talk on Agenda 21, The Covert Plan, it's on DVD, you can get that through my ministry, gives an overall summary of all the things they're doing to poison the American people. And people say, that couldn't be true. Well, of course it's true. You're not going to read about it because the media is controlled. Certainly nothing is going to be done at the government level because the FDA is controlled. And there are a lot of wonderful scientists there, but they're afraid to speak out. Well, you saw what happened when Snowden spoke out, Edward Snowden, and talked about what the government was doing to listen to our radio programs, doing to listen to our telephone conversations. What do you think would happen to an FDA official who spoke out and told the truth about how they're poisoning the American people and killing our children and destroying their lives? Well, they would hang them. They would never get another job. They would be blacklisted forever, and most people aren't willing to give up their lives, as Snowden has, for a principle of truth. Anything else you'd like to cover?
Yeah. I mean, 9/11 is really the key. If you can not understand that three towers somehow fell by two planes, then you are doing mental cartwheels in order to support your existing belief system. It's called cognitive dissonance, and anybody who's taken a basic communications course understands and learned that cognitive dissonance is a term used in psychology to describe if something is too painful to recognize, you just won't recognize it. For example, if a husband came home and his wife was in bed with another man, sometimes he'll just go downstairs and make a sandwich and pour a beer and just, you know, eat his sandwich and drink his beer like nothing ever happened, simply because it was too painful for him to see himself, his wife, in bed with another man. Well, with 9/11, it is cognitive dissonance if you won't face the fact that a 47-story tower fell at 5:20 on the same day. Now, I'm not talking to you or even your hardcore group of listeners, but someone just tuning in needs to understand that that was an inside job.
You're talking about Building 7. Go right ahead.
Well, Building 7 was a 47-story tower that was, if my figures are correct, I think it was about 100 yards away or so, maybe a little bit more, from one of the two towers. And it fell basically 8 hours after a surprise attack that brought down the two towers, you know, what the mainstream media coins as a surprise attack. So somehow this building falls like a perfect controlled demolition, like a Vegas hotel casino that they are trying to retire. It falls at free fall speed, and it just fell straight down. I mean, what else am I supposed to say? It didn't get hit by a plane. These things are designed to take beatings from planes. They're designed to take extreme temperatures, you know, and this building had small fires, and it fell. And then when you go and buy the 9/11 Commission Report, the big, thick book you can buy at Barnes & Noble, it doesn't even mention this third tower. It says on one page in a small paragraph about a Solomon Brothers building, but it doesn't even say that it fell.
And I think it's vitally important, and I understand why people can't accept the fact that the Twin Towers and Building 7 were simply a controlled demolition, because it took me a couple of years to be convinced of this myself. And it wasn't until I sat down and watched Building 7 come down a dozen times, and as you watch it, you can see it on the Internet, you can see it on my website, and you'll notice how the center of the roof caves in first. Now, why would the center of the roof cave in first? Well, basically because you take out the central support so the walls will fall in. That is characteristic of a controlled demolition. And after the center of the roof caves in, then the base of the building collapses, and it falls in about 6 seconds at the speed of sound. That does not happen spontaneously. It was a typical controlled demolition. And once you accept that, you understand they murdered all of those people that day. They murdered the people in the planes. They murdered the people in the Pentagon. They murdered certainly the people on the plane that crashed in Shanksville. Incidentally, if you look at the crash site, there is no wreckage. The wreckage is over an 8-mile diameter. So why would there be no wreckage where the crash site is? Well, we're told that the plane that was taken over by the terrorists, and then the passengers tried to take it back again. There was a fight, and the plane nosed down and hit Shanksville. And you see there, and there's a big hole, but there's no wreckage. Now, how can you reconcile the fact that the plane crashed and there's no wreckage there, but it's over an 8-mile period? The plane was shot down. And, of course, you check this out. You can find it on the Internet. They even gave a medal to the National Guard fighter plane pilot who shot down that plane and killed all those people. I think that that was the plane that was supposed to come back and crash into Building 7. There were obviously explosives in Building 7, and when the plane crashed, for whatever reason, why, of course, and I think it was shot down because there was no wreckage at the wreckage site, why, of course, then they had to do something with that building full of explosives. That's why they took it down at 5:20. People have to understand, and we must keep talking about this, because if they will kill 3,000 Americans that day, they will kill hundreds of millions of Americans in the terrible crisis that I fear we're going to be facing in this country very soon. But this is what happens when a nation turns against God. God brings his vengeance on that nation. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Go right ahead.
If the issue is, you know, I understand if people want their own religious beliefs, or if they want to be an atheist, or whatever they want to believe, but you know that what they say, there's no atheist in foxholes, and I feel like I've been in this foxhole since I woke up in 2004. And what people need to understand is that if you remove God from the equation, who becomes God? And it simply becomes the government. You know, all these people, they worship the power structure. They worship what they believe is God on earth, which is government and the corporate government relationship that provides them with all of their perceived safety and all of, you know, food. And it's just unbelievable that people don't understand. If you take out God out of the equation and you don't worship God anymore, what you end up worshiping by default is power structure.
Well, we have a real problem in America, because America, which was a Christian nation, is turned against God. And whenever that happens, God does bring his vengeance on that nation. And
that's what I've been saying to people as well. I go, we've killed 60 million babies since Wade. We're not a judged nation for...
Your telephone is cutting out there. Go right ahead, though.
About the abortion in our nation, murder, and for babies killed since the Roe versus Wade ruling, and our nation will be judged for this evil.
I'm sure it will be, but also remember, we're helping to finance the one-child policy in China that's killed 400 million unborn children. We actually are helping to finance the massive abortion movement in India that's killed 400 million children, that we do this through subsidizing International Planned Parenthood, and International Planned Parenthood coordinates the abortions in both Russia and in India and certainly and in China today. And basically, we've killed several billion people throughout the world, unborn children. This is all part of the population control effort, and basically population in the United States, that the white population is not reproducing itself. Things are far worse in Europe, certainly in Italy and in France. They have about 1.2 children per family, 1.4 children per family in Germany. You need actually 2.1 children per family to reproduce itself. The same thing is happening in both Russia and in China, and the populations are simply dying off. And, of course, what we're seeing is the population control agenda, largely financed through America, that is killing off God's productions, God's children.
Yeah, but, well, and to end on a positive note, you know, I believe we can come out of this. I believe we can prevail and save the Republic, but we do have to hit our knees and say we're sorry to our Creator for everything that we've done that is evil. And it's that simple. You know, understand that you can be forgiven. Understand you can change your ways, and we can change our ways as a nation. And let's uproot this evil and win this thing.
Well, we must turn back to God. Without a great Christian revival, I see no hope for America. Hey, thank you so much for calling. Our telephone number is 1-877-254. 877-254-7524. We have another caller. Who's on the line?
Hi, Dr. Stan. This is Ann. And I'm calling because I will get the great culling, C-U-L-L-I-N-G, from the fellow who spoke earlier. And I want to mention that there'll be a film showing, two film showings on They Come to America Part 2 by Peter Michael Lynch. And that'll be at the location of, it's right off of I-25 in Denver and 104th. And I just need to get to my email. Basically,
well, hold on. We'll be back right after the break. We'll be back right after the break. Our number is 877-254-7524. Give us a call, 877-254-7524.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds us often child abuse results from parental stress or parental substance abuse. Help put an end to this tragedy now. Report what you know to your local authorities. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 482-6783. On the air, because they care.
Dr. Stan back here. It's open line, so give us a call, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524, and we had a lady on with us just a few moments ago. Go right ahead.
Okay, thanks a lot. This film called They Come to America Part 2 is a bullseye view of what's occurring on the border, just some of what's occurring on the border, that people would be interested in. It's not a Democrat film. It's not a Libertarian film. It's not a Republican film. It's just facts that we as Americans need to know. No matter what color you are, no matter anything, you just want to see this. Anyway, this is going to be shown in North Glen, Colorado. I mean, it's Thornton, Colorado, but it's right off of I-25 and 104th. The address is 9923 Grant Street, so it's really 100th and Grant Street. and that's between Walmart and Home Depot on, you know, on Grant Street. And so anyway, I just want to mention that it's going to be, the doors open at 6 o'clock, and the film is shown about 6:30, and then we have a discussion afterwards. Just kind of like what happens in the film, because there's a lot of points of discussion because people are brought together from all sides. So I just want to encourage people that it's this Friday, August 23rd, and this coming Tuesday, August 27th at 6 o'clock at 9923 Grant Street at the Gander Mountain store. So
I hope people... what is the subject of the film?
It's about illegal and the invasion that's occurring at the borders.
All right, it's about immigration and the... All right, fine. And I think this is something we should all be concerned about because so many unemployed people today. The last thing we need is more unemployed. We do need to address the issue of farm labor. And basically, of course, the people in Mexico can come up, can work, can go back again. That's how it should be handled. But, of course, they block that. Why? Because they want a multicultural, multilingual society. They don't want a logical solution to the problem as far as farm labor is concerned. They want to use the issue of farm labor to destroy the infrastructure of this society because the people in charge hate America. That's why they refuse to suddenly secure our borders. Go right ahead.
And this amnesty bill is really the Dream Act of United Nations Agenda 21 to overwhelm our system. But that's not what this film talks about. Exactly. I mean, it shows essentially this is what's going to happen, but it doesn't address that, and that's not the point of this film exactly. But we have to stand up for our country, because we won't have a country. We will have a borderless one-party system in this country if amnesty goes through. So we have to contact the U.S. House of Representatives, who are Republican, who to force them to stand for the rule of law and not have an amnesty program. No, we have major problems in this country. The EMF, so many things that we have that are a problem. The surveillance, you know, we have to stop that. And if we don't organize and push it and do everything we can do to stop it, I mean, we can't look a child in the eye and say, you know, this is what's happened to you. That's your future. No, we've got to come up to bear the brunt of what we have to do and take action. It's not your knowledge. It's what you do with your knowledge. So thank you very much, Dr. Stan, for your program.
Well, you're more than welcome. And basically what people have to understand is the subversive element in Washington, D.C. Their goal is a multicultural, multilingual society. And basically, this is why so often when you call the major corporations, they'll say, do you want your message in English or Spanish? Why? Because they want the multicultural society. They're the multicultural, multilingual society. They don't want America. They want to destroy America. And the
except that we are many, many, many more than they are. They're a small group, really. But we have to put the pressure. We just absolutely put the pressure. So it's this Friday and this coming Tuesday at Gander Mountain at 6 o'clock. And if you come late, that's fine because it's so full-packed of information. Any part you see, you'll get lots of information, and you'll be glad you came.
Well, I'm glad you're on the front lines trying to get the information out, and I just hope that you'll get a great support from the listening audience here.
Okay. Okay, that's 9923 Grant Street, Gander Mountain, Thornton location. Thanks. Bye.
God bless. It's so difficult for people to understand that we actually are under attack today by a very small subversive element that has an intense hatred for America, but they control the media. They control the educational system. They have their agents planted within our churches. They control the banks and the major corporations. They have their agents in the army. Why do you think that they were tapping the conversations of General Petraeus, the director of the CIA? They were listening to all of his telephone calls. Why? Because they want to make sure that none of our military generals or military leaders would take a stand against what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. And that's, of course, why they released the embarrassing information about General Petraeus. I mean, why were they concerned? Because he was having a sexual liaison with a woman who was not his wife. Certainly it's wrong, it's immoral, but that was not something they should have ever been released to the public, but they did this to distract from the fact that they rigged the elections last November. And this came out, the story of this liaison between General Petraeus and his mistress came out immediately after the election, so we wouldn't focus our attention on all the voting irregularities that brought Barack Hussein Obama into the White House for the second time. Not that I think that Romney was that great a candidate in opposition. He was also controlled by the same people. But understand, they control both political parties. They run candidates on both tickets, and you vote not for the candidate of your choice, but the candidate of their choice. But for some reason, they wanted Obama back in, and they rigged the election. There were places in Pennsylvania where, of course, there were 1,000 people in a precinct and 1,600 votes for Barack Obama. Other precincts were 98 or 99% of everyone who voted for Obama. There's some precincts, you know, with 1,000 members and 999 people voting, and they all voted for Obama. This is the sort of thing that went on, and we never talked about it, and nobody ever suggested that they rig our elections. You see, it's all a matter of perception, ladies and gentlemen. How do they get you to perceive that we live in a free society when we have a one-party system, and where they rig the elections? It's all a matter of what you think. And as long as you think we have free and open elections, that we can change this back simply by voting or organizing, why, you go right along with the corrupt system. Over in Egypt, why, of course, we saw what happened. The people voted in a man that the people in Washington, D.C. didn't like. They didn't like Morsi, and so they simply went along and had the army replace him. And now, of course, terrible things are happening over there. And we're funding both sides. And Egypt is descending into a status of chaos. And my fear is, of course, it's going to be united by a coming war with Israel. It's going to have terrible, terrible consequences, because if Egypt were to go to war with Israel, Israel would simply set off a nuclear bomb, destroy the Aswan Dam, flood the Nile River, and flood out Cairo and the other cities there adjacent to that. And basically, this is a terrible tragedy for the Egyptian people. We're manipulated just like the American people. Our number is 877-254. 877-254-7524. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. It's open line. Good time to call.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Double A Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota on Highway 34 and 47th Avenue in Greeley. We offer a great selection of new and used vehicles at very competitive prices. I wanted to support the unique programming on this very important radio station and convince the dealership to help me. Give me a shot at earning your business when considering your next vehicle. I will treat you fairly and give you the respect I would want. Call me, Double A Aaron, at Ehrlich Toyota at 970-339-3900. That's 970-339-3900.
Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit
can make all the difference in the quality of their life. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority, wishing everyone a great, safe spring and upcoming summer.
Give us a call if you have something you'd like to talk about. Otherwise, I was just thinking during the break that suddenly we're moving into a period of chaos and crisis, and I believe we're going to be seeing demonstrations in our major cities and race wars in our major cities. Everything is being done to pit the black against the white and the Hispanic against the white and the Hispanic against the black in this country. Understand how they utilize the incidents to create racial hatred. We saw this with the Zimmerman trial, where Zimmerman was certainly put on trial because, of course, he had shot a black boy who had attacked him. Obviously, the black boy was on top, trying to bang his head against the cement, and Zimmerman had a gun, and he shot him in a matter of self-defense. But basically, of course, they wanted to make this a racial issue. It wasn't a racial issue. Zimmerman basically certainly did not attack this young man. This young man attacked Zimmerman. For whatever reason, he may very well thought that Zimmerman was following him, but that didn't give him the right to get on top of him and be banging his head down. It's an unfortunate incident. But the purpose is to turn black against white. And the black people in America feel that they're being discriminated against, and the vast majority of them actually sided with the young man and felt that Zimmerman should have been arrested for murder or certainly should be retried for murder or something else. And basically, the white people are on Zimmerman's side, the black people are on the side of the young man who was shot. But we've seen this over and over again. That was basically the O.J. Simpson trial. And almost all the black people felt that O.J. Simpson was innocent. Almost all the white people felt that O.J. Simpson was guilty. Why do you think they had that program on television day after day after day? They canceled a lot of the regular programming so we could watch O.J. Simpson. Because it was all part of this psychological game they're playing with your minds. Now, I believe O.J. Simpson was absolutely innocent, and we have a great deal of evidence on that. We have a four-tape set on the O.J. Simpson trial where we interviewed the authors of various books. And when you finish reading them, you'll be convinced, as I am, that O.J. was innocent. But this was all engineered to create racial tension. And the blacks in America have every reason to feel they're being discriminated against, because they are. One of the things is the AIDS virus. The AIDS retrovirus is genetically engineered, and it primarily attacks blacks. And basically, look in America, why most of the, almost half of all the cases of AIDS in America are in the black population, because this engineered retrovirus has a predilection for blacks in Africa. Why do you find that 25% of the black population in the areas where they use the experimental hepatitis B vaccine, that's how they circulated it in America and introduced in the homosexual community here, and the black community in Africa was through the hepatitis B vaccine that was given. And in those areas of Africa where it was given, almost 25% of the black population has the disease and they're dying from it. Why? What's the purpose? They want to kill off the blacks. And basically, what a wonderful way to do it. But the average American can't believe anything could be that evil. But that is really what we're up against. And of course, here in America, the water fluoridation is aimed at blacks. Why is it aimed at blacks? Well, basically, because they're not using sodium fluoride. They're using hydrofluosilicic acid to fluoridate the water, and that contains lead in it. But in the areas, of course, where you fluoridate the water with hydrofluosilicic acid, they have done the largest scientific study ever done anywhere in the world. And that was the testing of the blood of 450,000 children. 450,000 children. And basically, they checked them by race and they checked them from areas where they fluoridated the water with sodium fluoride, where they fluoridated it with hydrofluo silicic acid, and where they didn't fluoridate. And they found out that in the areas where they fluoridated the water with hydrofluo silicic acid, the level of the lead in the brains of white children doubled, or the level of the lead in the blood of white children doubled, and of course it gets into the brain. The level of the lead in the blood of Hispanic children went up 4 times. The level of the lead in black children went up 6 times. And they have a predilection for lead, and they get an encephalopathy. And it increases criminal activity. And Dr. Roger Masters of Dartmouth actually checked this out, and he checked the incidence of criminal activity. And he's a sociologist. He wasn't interested in the racial issue. He was interested in why there were so many blacks in prison. And if you check the areas where they did not fluoridate the water with hydrofluo silicic acid, the incidence of black crime was just similar to the incidence of white crime. But in the areas where they did fluoridate the water with hydrofluo silicic acid, while the incidence of crime was monumental in the blacks. And that, of course, is why one today in America, 1 in 3 young black men between the ages of 20 and 30 is in prison, probation, or parole, because we're poisoning the brains. And basically, this is all covered by Dr. Roger Masters. We have his articles. He's from Dartmouth, published in scientific journals. And when I asked Dr. Masters, why isn't this commonly known? He said, you know, it's the strangest thing. I mean, we've done the studies, there's no question about it, but nobody else writes about it. But he used scientific studies, government statistics, analyzing why there are so many blacks in prison, and it's because we're poisoning them with lead. They're getting lead encephalopathy. And we sent this message to blacks, to the leaders of the black community, and the most amazing thing, none of them have ever gotten in touch with me to verify it or to get a connection with Dr. Roger Masters of Dartmouth, who's written about this in several scientific papers. And, of course, we've had a number of programs on covering this, and yet nobody wants to pick this up. The blacks have every reason to feel they're discriminated against, but they don't understand. Most people, certainly white people, are not racially prejudiced. The vast majority are not. But what we need to do is, of course, understand who the common enemy is, and this is the Brotherhood of Darkness, because these evil people are doing everything they can to create racial dissension in America, to turn black against white and white against black. And basically what you need to do is check out what I tell you and find out if it's true, and then join us in this epic struggle for the survival of Christian civilization. And we'll be back in a moment.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Nationwide Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take this number down or store it in your cell phone. 1-800-965-7804. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call in to the Nationwide Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-965-7804. 1-800-965-7804. 1-800-965-7804.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility,
provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan, it's the time when we have to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And, of course, we need your help so we can maintain our network of over 50 stations out across America, where at least sometime every week people are going to hear the truth. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family and help us, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and get our four best tapes or CDs and certainly our monthly newsletter, subscribe to the newsletter. Or certainly you can get the various products that we carry, and certainly we have all sorts of books and videos and four CD and four tape sets. And you can see, go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com, and you'll see them all listed. Or, why, of course, if you'd like a catalog, give us a call. We'll send it to you. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, let me put in a pitch for some of the health products we carry. And all of this is done simply to help finance my ministry. I don't make a cent out of this. We've lost hundreds of thousands of dollars, but we do what we do because we want to reach the American people and hope we can play some small part in awakening the public as to what's happening. Because freedom once lost will never be regained. But basically, we carry products put out by one of the leading healthcare manufacturing companies. We put it out over our label. But if you're certainly a woman over 45, 50, and having menopausal symptoms, you need menopause support. If you're a man over 55 or 60 and having prostate symptoms, you need prostate support. If you certainly need something to boost your immunity, we have something called immune support. And they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, certainly the prostate support contains saw palmetto. The menopause support contains organic products that actually will simulate estrogen to relieve menopausal symptoms. And, of course, the immune support contains various mushroom compounds, which have been found for thousands of years to boost the immune system, things that are not prescribed by ordinary doctors, but are inexpensive and an excellent way to maintain a much better style of living. And then, of course, most people are deficient in magnesium. Magnesium is vitally important for the function of your heart and your muscles and your brain. And I personally take magnesium on a regular basis, as does my wife, because we're not getting enough of it in our diet. And basically, most people are deficient in iodine. Most people don't get enough vitamin D because they're not out in the sunlight enough. And so we carry all of these supplements through our health products. And if you'd like to get them through us, they help Radio Liberty. And basically, if you'd like a list of the products, why go to our website, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Ask for a list of the health products. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or they're listed at our website at RadioLiberty.com. They're also listed in the catalog. We'll be glad to send you a free catalog. If you just give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. Of course, we carry the Miracle-2 soap products, the Berkey products. We have a line of spices. Basically, why spices? Well, because we've used them for years. We love them, and we have the opportunity to sell them. And so we offer all of these things for Radio Liberty. Again, our number is 1-800-544-8927. If you're in a position to help us financially, we'd love to hear from you. And so until tomorrow at the same time, when we hope we'll have a guest, start to stand goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We're gladly